sit back, relax, unless you're driving. It's time for That's a Freebie.
Welcome to That's a Freebie. I am Diggy, your host for today and every day on the That's a Freebie podcast. As usual, I am going to open up with a Ask a Freebie question. This is the part of the show where I get to answer questions that you send in, which is always fun because you guys send some really strange questions in at times. There are some I've not been able to use. And you lot know who you are. I'm not saying don't continue to send them in. I may save them for an after hours special one day. Who knows? But this week's question is from a listener called Charlotte. Charlotte says, I just discovered your show and catching up. Hopefully, this hasn't been asked yet. When you are microwaving, how do you pierce the film lid? Now, it took me a few moments to realize what this was asking. Also, first of all, hi, Charlotte. Welcome. I think I have actually seen you listening. That sounds creepy, doesn't it? No, in my podcast, how would you describe it? My host, in the viewing figures, I've noticed that there is somebody who started at the beginning and they're listening to like three episodes a day or so. That might be you. It might be somebody else. Who knows? But there's somebody definitely going through the entire back catalogue. So welcome. I believe this you're asking in terms of, so when you microwave like a ready meal or something like that and you have to pierce the film lid on top, what do you do in terms of, is it just a like you put a couple of holes in it or do you stab the hell out of it? That's what I think you mean by that. If you mean something different, then by all means, write back in and let me know. But I will tell you right now, first of all, I'm not a big fan of ready meals. I tend to not eat that many of them. I don't know why. I don't like microwaves that much. However, I have been coming around to the idea of microwaves a little bit more recently. I think because the quality of things like that have actually gotten better. So microwave products are not just as sloppy as they used to be. Because let's face it, they all just tasted like different variations of gunge. And now there's actual like food in there. So I stabbed the hell out of that thing. Like by the time I finished stabbing it, there might as well be no film lid left to pierce because I go to town on that thing. It's like therapy for me. If you would like to ask a question to open up the show, you just head to the show notes or thatsafreebie.com and you will find the multi-purpose feedback form. It allows you to send ask a freebie questions, but it also lets you submit suggestions for podtails and to just give me general feedback as well, if you would like to. I almost took the kids with me to work the other day. Not on purpose, by accident. I set off to drop the kids off at school and I got halfway to work. Well, I got halfway to the car park I drive to for work before I realized that they were still next to me. And I looked at the kids and I was like, why didn't you say we were going the wrong way? They just went, we thought we'd wait and see how long it took you to realize. Like, brilliant. So we were on time for school, fortunately. We'd set off early for a completely different reason. And we lost that head start. That was quite hard to say that. So yeah, quick reminder to look around the car before you set off, I suppose. We have also quite recently been trying to choose a new school for my daughter. Not a new school, sorry. She's going into high school. She's not been kicked out of her old school. So it is a new school, but not a new school as in she can't go to her current school. She's in year six. She's ready to go into high school. And that's much more difficult than I expected it to be. You suddenly care about things that you never thought you'd care about before. And you start to realize that your child is getting older and that you have to think about like how they are going to be as like young adults or teenagers, I suppose is probably a better term because that's the correct term. And I find myself thinking about things like how's she going to get there? Like we can't drop her off every day, which is going to be the easiest route for her to take and all that kind of stuff, like not just educational stuff. We went to one school that I was worried about her ability to travel to it and because it's quite far away. And it was a school for children with special needs, which has been recommended for her. Now, when I was there, I was thinking, this looks like it might be a bit too easy for her. Like, she does have additional needs, but it's more that she needs a little bit of support rather than she isn't intelligent kind of thing. And I'm sat there and they're going about the, like, talking about the work that they're going to be doing and giving her examples of it. And it's all stuff that even she's mastered. So I was a little bit worried that she'd be happier at that school, with that school. Obviously, the school she's happiest at is the best, but I was worried that she will choose that school, because we've told her that she gets to choose out of the schools which one she goes to. Obviously, if there's a major reason why she shouldn't go to one, we would step in, but we want it to be as much her decision as it is ours. And yeah, I was really worried, and we got in the car as we were leaving, and she said, "Dad, as much as I liked that school, and it seems good because the classes are small, I don't think it would really challenge me. The work seemed a bit too easy for me." And then she said, and this was actually quite good to hear from a parent of a child who is very anxious and doesn't like being around other people. She said, "The classes are also too small, so there's no chance that I'll ever get used to being around more people. And I need to try and get used to being around more people because I can't avoid people for my whole life." And I wanted to just burst out crying in the car while we were driving home at that point, because I was like, oh my word, she's getting it. She's understanding life, and she's understanding, like, her challenges, and she wants to overcome them. It was great. So yeah, that was fun. I discovered something the other day that absolutely horrified me, and I want to share it with you because I can't believe that this thing exists. Greggs, the company that make the pasties and the sausage rolls and coffee and bacon sandwiches, good bacon sandwiches, by the way, have started to make jewellery. And I just can't believe it. Like, they have a blog post up and it says, "We hear you. And that's why we've created a 22-carat gold-plated collection of Greggs-inspired jewellery, especially for the most dedicated sausage roll fans." Right? So they have sausage roll stud earrings for £36. They have vegan sausage roll stud earrings for £36. Surprised they didn't charge more for them. Jammy heart locket necklace, £45. Greggs signet ring, £48. And the ring is the Greggs logo. Who wants to put the Greggs logo on the hand? And there is a Greggs charm bracelet as well for £96. What the hell? Who's wearing Greggs jewellery? I really hope nobody is wearing Greggs jewellery, because that's ridiculous. A couple of weeks ago in Pod Tales, we talked about Pepsi Number Fever, which I found really, really interesting. So I thought I would have a look for if there are any other incidents that were similar. And I found something called Hoover Free Flights. In 1992, Hoover, the iconic vacuum cleaner company, came up with what seemed like a brilliant marketing idea to boost sales during a tough economic time. Buy a Hoover product for £100 or more, and you get 2 free round-trip flights to the United States. Sounds pretty good, right? Who wouldn't want a trip to America for the price of a vacuum cleaner? Well, as it turns out, this seemingly irresistible offer led to one of the biggest marketing disasters of all time. Hoover had been struggling with sales as the recession in the early 90s hit hard. They needed a clever way to clear out their unsold products and boost their revenue. Enter the Hoover Free Flights promotion. In August 1992, Hoover promised customers who spent at least £100 on their products that they would get 2 free airline tickets to America, worth about £600. What Hoover didn't expect was just how many people would jump at this offer. I'm like, what? Of course they're going to jump at that offer. £600 tickets for £100. It's a no-brainer, right? Shoppers weren't seeing this as buy a vacuum, get free tickets. Instead, they saw it as buy cheap stuff, get a dream vacation. People rushed to buy Hoover appliances just to get the flights. And soon, Hoover was in way over its head. Of course you were. What were you thinking? Who'd have thought only a few people would go through the lengthy and complicated process to claim their free tickets? They partnered with a small struggling airline to handle the bookings. Oh my God. Hoping most customers wouldn't bother completing the multiple forms needed to redeem the flights. And oh boy, were they wrong. Instead of the modest 50,000 applications they expected, 300,000 people applied for the free flights. People were snapping up the cheapest Hoover products just to hit the £100 minimum. And many didn't even care about the vacuum. They just wanted their American adventure. The public wasn't happy when Hoover couldn't keep up with the demand, as more people realized they weren't getting their promised flights. Anger began to boil over. The situation quickly spiraled out of control. Customers who didn't get their tickets started protesting. And in 1993, a group called the Hoover Holidays Pressure Group was formed to demand justice. Some people, like David Dixon, didn't just miss out on flights. They also ended up with faulty appliances. David famously claimed that when a Hoover repairman came to fix his broken washing machine, the technician said, "If you think buying a washing machine is going to get you two tickets to America, you must be an idiot." Wow. This only added fuel to the fire. Protests, complaints, and lawsuits started piling up, and Hoover was in hot water. That's a terrible pun. Even the BBC's watchdog program got involved, highlighting the customer complaints and making the fiasco national news. As the scandal grew, heads began to roll at Hoover. Several high-level executives, including the managing director and the vice president of marketing, were forced to resign. Hoover's European division was eventually sold to a competitor, which was Candy. It's interesting, actually. I always thought Hoover owned Candy. It's the other way around. Candy is the parent group. They were sold to a competitor, Candy, in 1995. But the legal battles continued for years, and by 1998, the court cases were still dragging on. To top it all off, Hoover lost its royal warrant, the official seal that showed the company supplied products to the royal family. Eesh! That must have been tough. The Hoover Free Flights promotion is now a textbook example of a marketing idea gone horribly wrong. What started as a way to boost sales and clear out inventory ended up costing Hoover millions, damaging their reputation and leading to one of the most infamous marketing flops in history. So, if there's a lesson to be learned from the Hoover disaster, it's this. If a deal sounds too good to be true, it probably is. And for companies, make sure you can actually deliver on your promises or you might find yourself cleaning up a mess bigger than any vacuum can handle. Yeah, I know that was a terrible joke. I think what we've probably learned from this over the years, though, is because now we have insurance companies underwriting these kinds of competitions. So I think something like this isn't likely to happen again. Let me know, though, what you think. Go to thatsafreebie.com/ask or head to the show notes and click the link there. Send me more examples of these amazingly sounding offers gone wrong. Or send me modern day examples of these just to see if the whole insurance underwriting thing actually works. If you want even more That's a Freebie, then you should join That's a Freebie Plus. Just head to the show notes or thatsafreebie.com and click the link. There you can join for just £4 a month. Your membership gets you the plus feed of the show, which is sent out immediately after it's recorded, which includes almost zero edits, other than long gaps, so you can hear me plan the show and hear all of my mistakes. This feed includes the exclusive That's a Freebie Plus segment at the end of the show. And if you can't do that, or you don't want to, that's okay. You can still help by sharing the show far and wide and leaving a review in your favourite podcast client of choice. This week's pick of the week is The Rebound. The Rebound is a podcast, you guessed it, about tech. Although it's quite loosely related to tech. They do talk about other things in there as well, like TV shows they're watching, like the work that they do. It is a trio of people, and it's just a funny podcast. And what's good about it is, as well, it's one of those podcasts that isn't... I wouldn't say it's explicit, but they don't edit themselves, as in they say what they want and they talk. Normally, they swear, essentially. And it's refreshing sometimes to hear the people that you listen to on other podcasts talking that way, because you can see sometimes that there are certain things that they want to say that they wouldn't normally say on more mainstream podcasts, is probably the way to put it. It's a decent podcast to listen to. It's funny. It's a nice, funny take on tech, and it's just a funny take on the world. Worth listening to. I will put a link to it in the show notes for you to give it a try. Do have a little bit of sad news to report to you today as well. Last night, we had a bit of an incident. Someone actually broke into the house. It was scary, but, you know, it happens, you know. It was our own fault. We left the back door wide open and a big neon sign pointing towards it saying that it was open. So it was definitely our fault. But yeah, weirdly, the only thing they stole, maybe it's because it was the first thing that when they walk in through the back door, was the fruit from the fruit bowl. Yeah, I'm absolutely peachless.